Ram Dot. Channeled through Jay-Z Knight. Who or what is he?
Could you describe yourself to our unseen film audience?
Describe myself?
Or say who you are, or... They don't know you. Yet.
Really? Well, you're looking at it. What do you think I am?
I could come up with a lot of words, but to me, you're a mystery.
Enigma.
Enigma. I don't know. I cannot follow your mind where it goes, so...
Can you follow yours?
Sometimes.
Do you think you are a mystery, an enigma to yourself?
At times I am, yes.
Everyone who is going to watch me is going to understand that they too are an enigma. So how should we all answer such a profound, enigmatic question?
Mysterious.
What is mysterious to you?
Mysterious. I guess it comes from the word mist.
And where does that come from?
The mist comes from not being able to see reality clearly because there's something in between you and that.
I thought it was vapor.
It is a physical sense.
What is it that you're not looking at? There is no mist here.
I'm not looking at the spirit, the essence.
Have you ever seen your own?
No.
Do you know anyone that has ever seen their own?
I think you have.
Yes, but I'm in a better viewing area.
And how do we get to that better viewing area?
First, define what the word spirit means. Everyone uses it like loose change falling off of their tongue. But what does it buy?
Spirit. In my mind, I think of it as the non-physical, the things that we cannot perceive with our senses.
Do you think in terms of non-physical?
At times, yes.
How about all times? If I were to remove you out of your body, but you didn't know it, and you continued to think as the entity you are, would anyone be able to see you other than me?
Other people might, but I know you would. I don't know who else would.
But you see, the question is, what is spirit? And your answer is that it is intangible. But intangibility also equates an enigma. It also equates illusion. It means illusionary. And what everyone here thinks is real is how a beautiful thought in your mind suddenly manifests itself along the meadows of your face as a delight. So they see your body as real. And they never think about the thought and how isolated it is without a body to express it. Now, the mind, is it real? You have one, don't you?
Yes.
Ah, is it intangible?
Yes.
Yes. Is nobility a word in which an entity thinks in terms of noble, righteous, the righteous action, the righteous thought? Is righteousness and nobility intangible as well?
It's
Yes.
It's intangible in, well, in the physical sense, but it has real effects in the world. So
yeah, through the body, which is real. Yes. Mm-hmm. Is love intangible?
By that definition, yes.
Is hate intangible?
Yes.
Is goodness intangible?
Yes.
How about God?
At times the most intangible.
So, the qualities that define an entity, such as yourself, is not your beautiful body, or your beautiful face. It's the intangible that defines you as who you are. And because they are merely concepts of thought, they have no fertileness. We cannot see them, as it were, unless we enact them through a modus operandi that we call our human body. But if we took all of you and all of those thoughts that are intangible away from the reality of your body, would we still have you?
No.
Beautiful. Now, if that is so, and we have reasoned it here, if that is so, then what becomes real? Is it our body? Is it our cumulative genetics? Is it how we look? Is it how we walk? Is it how much we weigh or don't weigh? Is it because we're a man over a woman, or a woman over a man, or a mixture of both? Is that who we are? Then why, my beautiful entity, should we define the substance of self as an enigma, unsubstantial, intangible, when it is the very thrust of what we are? I dare say we rather have the scheme of things of self reversed. But what is truly real is the composite of what we are, our thoughts, surface thoughts, subterranean thoughts, vast chasms of memory, and a vast indifference of feeling, the yet unthought. I dare say that is more of what we are, you and I, and all in this august body, and everyone, everyone in the world, seen and unseen. So, is everyone a mystery? Is everyone an enigma? They most certainly are. Because the things of true virtue we cannot find on the body as openly as we have blue eyes and dark hair and moles or birthmarks or height. True elements of character are hidden behind scheme of these adoring qualities. So what am I? I am reality. Borrowing a body, just like you are borrowing yours. Did you understand?
Yes, I did.
So how can you continue to see the world as real if the self that is determining it to be real is intangible?